president is on the line, Senator. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, John. How are you?
Say, my boy and I listened to that speech. We thought that was the best speech you had ever made.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Ladybird won't say hello to you.
Except for the last 15 seconds.
Hello, John.
And
John, we can come to Alabama and see you now.
Well,
maybe
we just wanted to call and say that we hope you would reconsider.
Not at all. We've crossed that bridge. We've been a long time figuring it out, and we've made up our mind, and that's the only thing to do. And now we can try to get along and heal some of these wounds and pull some of these folks back.
Well, I'll tell you, a newspaper reporter called me and asked me what I made of it. And I said, well, the only thing I can make of it is that he is giving himself a complete dedication to the winning of this Vietnam situation war. And that's the only way I can construe it, but I...
Well, John, you're
It's awfully bad to hear it.
John, you're a wonderful man, and there's not a man in the Senate that's been more loyal or more devoted or more effective, more ability than you. And you called me the other day on this budget thing, and I moved on it because I have great respect and affection for you and your wife.
Well, I appreciate that.
And your daughter.
I appreciate
that. And her husband.
I want to tell you I got the word.
What is it, Lady Bird?
I got the word that she had signed up to go with the young folks and make some TV spots on how a service wife feels about the president. And something of that nature. It was some kind of activity with young...
You know what her first suggestion was?
What?
That he make a speech to the entire country. I mean, a fireside talk just along the line of FDR. And tonight, Ivo and I said, he is certainly doing that. Here's Ivo. She'd like to speak to you.
Thank you, John.
Fine. Here's Ivo. Hold it, please.